What's going on, K-State Nation? Another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University. Eddie Greer here on this Monday, May 4th, 2026. This is the very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. Yeah. yeah, trying to put a positive spin, but it's very hard. Right now, on outside the podcast and with this baseball team, Eddie, let's focus. Stick with the K-State baseball team here for a few minutes anyways. Getting swept by West Virginia over the weekend. 18th ranked West Virginia. This was by far the most competitive game of the entire series. I know I hate talking about victory morals and whatnot, but yet we still lost the game 13-6 in Morgantown over the weekend, swept. So, and a losing streak goes to 7 for K-State baseball there, as they have the day off today, and they'll be playing tomorrow against Missouri State, which I believe is at home at Twain Family Stadium. Yeah, so a quick turnaround. So you have a day off today, and then now you got to turn around and definitely need to win the next two games as far as I'm concerned anyways. But here, Pete Hughes, coach, manager of this K-State baseball team, here saying, quote, "We played poorly in every phase of the game." Goes on to say here, quote, we created big innings for our opponents. We gave them big innings that we could not damage control. We play losing baseball across the board. I say we because we all have to take ownership. Our injuries have nothing to do with today. We play well below our skill level, and we're poor fundamentally. That's on me, and it will be fixed. You can't have injuries as an excuse, but you can't be poor fundamentally, end quote, there as well. So, oh, man, this must be the theme today. This must be the theme today. Oh, yeah, across the board. Across the board. The injuries. Yeah. That makes me, well, for one, upset. Number two, I can't do anything about that. Or we can't do anything about that. But Hughes can't do nothing about it on his side. I can't do nothing about it on my side. Seems like nothing's going right across the board there. But yeah, on the other side of that, yeah, fundamentally, yeah, you can't have mistakes. And we've, again, going back to PTU Coach Hughes, all year long, and really in his tenure here at K-State, you know, playing clean baseball and all that. Yeah, that's everybody. You, to win games, to upset opponents, you have to play out of your mind. And this series has been more than frustrating. The pitching on West Virginia clearly outpitched K-State. Now, yeah, this finale probably doesn't really set that, but for majority of the series, yeah, K-State, yeah, West Virginia, 18th West Virginia, clearly, by far, it is definitely the better team there in this instance here. James did actually start in this ball game. Let's get this start right now. Yeah, so in his decision making, at least Coach Hughes' decision making for pitching, for his pitching rotation. This series kind of leads me to question here. James Gaillette only went 4 innings in this ball game. After it was a bullpen game in the first game, Leon Sheffield did pitch the second game, and then James Gaillette pitched yesterday. James Gaillette actually pitched on last Tuesday, so quick turnaround for him a little bit. Well, would have been more quicker turnaround if he pitched game one, but sort of a quick turnaround coming back to pitch game three there with Miles Smith, Cole Wissenbaker, and Adam Arthur. Picking up the rest of the innings there for Kansas State in this loss. James Gaillette, 4 innings, 8 hits, 7 runs given up. 5 of those were unearned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Miles Smith pitched 3 innings there. Miles Smith, he pitched
he pitched really good. Nothing crossed the board for him. Three innings, a walk, and five strikeouts. Cole Whistlemaker and Adam Arthur, they West Virginia got to him there in this ball game there as well. Shane McGahan, huge home run by him there, and it got them back into the ball game. was enough. All right, so for West Virginia, scoring, getting on the board first in the bottom of the first inning, adding one in the third, the big five-run fourth inning, did not score again until laying down six runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. So I don't know, man. That's yeah. I've even said it lately that I'm trying not to be too brutal, but this one across the board, it's hard not to be because nothing's gone right. Nothing's going right for this K-State baseball team. So losing seven straight. And, yeah. And then on top of that, playing poor baseball doesn't help the cause either. Not getting good pitching either. That doesn't help. It's everything is not clicking in all phases right now. And that probably sums up this morning as well. Nothing is smooth. Everything feels difficult. right now. So there's that. Carson Estridge. We talked about James Gett for K-State. Carson Estridge getting the win for West Virginia. He goes to 4-0. Gett now drops to 5-2 on the season. Let me see. For West Virginia here, their bats were on a complete tear. Paul Schoenfield, 3-for-5 in the ball game. Sean Smith, the designated hitter, 2-for-5, driving in two runs. This top of the order, 1-5, 1-4, did a lot of damage for the Mountaineers yesterday and in game two as well. On the other side for K-State, D. Kennedy goes hitless again. D. Kennedy, West Virginia, shutting down D. Kennedy in the series. Shantira, my guy Shantira, also no hits in this ball game. So you had... Let's see. Rohan Poots coming in the ball game for Nick English. So I don't know. That had to do something with it there. Nick English had to leave the game. So there is that. Let me see here. Excuse me. Let me see here. Yeah, Michael Kinder goes 2-for-4. And Rohan Poots, multi-hit game. So give him a lot of credit. Here, 2-for-2 off the bench in this game. Shane McGahan, the big 3-1 home run. But then West Virginia comes right back later on and puts a dagger in the bottom of the eighth inning as they score six runs in that inning to put the game away. The Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what it is. Eddie Greer III here on this Monday. It's a Monday. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a Monday, all right. Monday. Hold on a second. May 4th, 2026. Thank you again for joining us here on this podcast here. Yes, I'm trying to think positive, but yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's frustrating right now at the moment. And this K-State baseball team trying to do something positive there. And, well, the positive, tomorrow and Wednesday, you play teams that you need to beat. And I know Omaha just beat K-State a couple weeks ago, but you need to win this game. That's just the bottom line there as we move forward in this game here. As our typical, let me see if I can try to hang on here for just a few minutes on the podcast here. Yeah, so there's that. Now I lost the train of thought here. All right, yeah, so I'm going to go to the notes here real quick. We already covered all of that. I'll cover that there as well. So K-State, well, speaking of being, trying to be positive, K-State, home run rise this season. They have homered in 34 of the 48 games in 2026 now, and they have a team home run, their team home runs now at 77, that Shane McGahan home run there in the small game yesterday there as well. So, and Rohan Poots, Let me go back. So your usual name is not doing nothing. So your unsung heroes of K-State, Rohan Poots and Shane McGahan. McGahan, we mentioned him early on in the season, and he came on and he started and played the entire game at catcher yesterday there as well. So Poots, that was it. He got his second and third collegiate hits. Oh, yesterday. So awesome for him. And actually, I need to take what I said back early in his postcast. 18th ranked West Virginia, 13, K-State 6 in the finale. K-State gets swept, and now the losing streak is at 7, and now you got to go. So I'm wrong on that. So that's my fault. So Missouri, we got to go to Springfield. So my fault. So K-State stays on the road. You got to go face Missouri State. Oh, man. So I might have to bite this one the bullet. But Missouri State, 27-17. So so K-State, this is not going to be – if you're going to break the streak, losing streak, then this is not going to be easy. Not going to be easy game. And this is going to be a Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning at 11 in Springfield, Missouri, after coming out being swept by West Virginia and pretty much dominated that whole entire series. Now you got to come now you got to go to Springfield to take on it all blends together, man. Whether it's off the podcast, running, whatever it is, you know, nothing comes easy. Work, nothing comes easy. We want it to be, but it don't. It can't. Everything's got to be difficult. And right now, everything's difficult for K-State right now. So there's that. And I haven't mentioned it. Well, it's not. It probably isn't even worth mentioning at this point. K-State 9-15 in the Big 12 as we are winding down officially now the season. And K-State 26-22 following this loss. And of course, their losing streak now bumps up to 7. And now you got to go to a place where Missouri State, it looks like they're no slouch either. So, a lot of things to clean up this late in the season. Repeat Hughes squad. And hey, as we have been saying the last, seems like a month and a half now, nothing comes easy across the board. And now K-State, now it's got to search for answers. You got a day off today. Right back at it tomorrow morning in Springfield, Missouri. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or have a chance to record K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We do not stop content after Friday night. Nope, we keep it moving throughout the weekend. We posted up episodes for you during the weekend. Only three of them, but we post it every day. So make sure you go check that out there as well. And also make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Yes, spring sports winding down. Well, that's women's rowing. I think that I saw something on them last week. I'll go back and check that out here as we get into the week there as well. Track and field. And then stay tuned. And, of course, yes, we post episodes daily. Yes. But sometimes we post twice a day. And you're going to get that today with this one. And then, of course, I need to get that women's golf episode out tonight as well. So that needs to go out tonight as well. So be out on lookout for that, where the K-State women's golf team will be playing more postseason golf here later on. Not this week, but next week. So I'm going to let that episode speak for itself right there. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation, as always, folks. And then, yeah, make sure, I know we have a lot of listeners. Feel free to leave us a rating as well. We don't want the fame and all that. We want to make sure we get this to every K-State. We want to let everyone know who is a K-State fan about this K-State podcast. I'll say not there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. West Virginia, the 18th ranked Mountaineers, complete the sweep on K-State. West Virginia, 13, K-State 6. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas Sports with Cats.